We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Thank God it's Friday!
You're listening to the Red Door Podcast, recorded live in the cornfield of Central Illinois.
That's right, it's another cornfield podcast from the Red Boy. Sitting here in the easy chair. On the new software, we got the Mixcast Live software. Seems to be working pretty well. I got my buddy Craig on the other end of Skype here. And Craig is definitely a technology newbie, or ignoramus, like to say. But Craig, introduce yourself. I liked your sense you did before. Why don't you use that for me again? He is a Star Wars geek, I would say. But I use that term, an endearing term, I guess.
Actually, I prefer Star Wars fanatic, but hey,
okay,
whatever
that's
works.
Fine.
Anyway, hi, my name's Craig. I'm a member of the 501st Legion, Midwest Garrison. We are a professional costuming group that deals with professional Star Wars costumes, and you usually see us a lot at conventions. We do a lot of charity work, a lot of children's hospitals visits, stuff of that nature. But most recently, you would have seen most of us at the big Star Wars celebration at Celebration 3 in Indianapolis last week, week and a half ago. We made a big, big showing there. What else do you need, Matthew?
I don't know. What's a garrison? Is that something specific with Star Wars, or is that just something with the costuming?
No, garrison, the 501st Legion is so large, it spans actually the entire planet. Each garrison, like in the United States, it's easily kind of more easily to explain. Like certain states are broken up into local garrisons. Like the Midwest Garrison encompasses Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And they're just different groups within the states and, within the world itself. I mean,
so to equate it to the fraternity world we came from, it would be like the Illinois Kappa chapter of Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
a fair
good
assumption. Okay. Cool. So but none of that really has anything to do with Star Wars specifically. That's just sort of how they're dividing up the people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
so how many background? How many background things have you, or I guess foreground? How many things have you seen for the new Star Wars?
Ooh, I've seen more than I'd care to admit to. I know a lot of spoilers, and I'm really, really hating it that I know all of it. Because I really can't wait to see it. But just a little digression for all your listeners. You definitely want to go see it first before you take your kids to see it. This is the first Star Wars movie that's rated PG-13. And the runtime on it is 2 hours and I believe 35 minutes.
Oh, wow, so it's long.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
Aren't my other ones about 2 hours only?
About. But parents would definitely want to see it before they take their kids to it because, basically everybody gets hacked in this movie. I mean, everybody dies, either gets shot or gets hacked up by a lightsaber. So it definitely warrants the PG-13 rating.
And you mentioned there tonight that it's kind of dark.
Yeah, it's very dark. This is like People that have seen it already, that have gone to the exclusive Lucasfilm showings, have already started comparing it. It's as dark as The Empire Strikes Back was.
But probably more graphic than that because of all the technology and everything now.
Yeah, a lot more graphic. Yeah. People are losing heads and arms and getting cut in two in this one, so...
So it's not like the old, somebody got hit by a lightsaber and they magically just die and they fall down in one piece.
No.
Now, what about, I had a point I was going to make. Okay, the trailer show Darth Vader and the whole rise, my friend, or whatever. Is that pretty much one of those things that they tease you in the trailer, but it's just like the last thing you're going to see in the movie?
You know what? I don't know. I know that it's that obviously is going to be towards the end of the movie. I don't know if that's how the movie ends. There's been a lot of speculation that there's actually, after that scene, there's like another 5 to 6 minutes of the movie. But everybody who's seen it's not telling, you know, and I really don't want to know myself. So I would say no, that's probably not the very end of the movie. All I do know, and this has been verified by several people who have seen it, that you will walk out of it. You'll walk out of this movie going, you know, not, oh, that was great, that was a crazy, that was a kick-ass fight. You're going to walk out going, damn, I can't believe that's how they ended it. It's, okay, to compare it back to Empire Strikes Back, in Empire Strikes Back, everything goes wrong for the good guys. I mean, they lose, you know, Han Solo gets frozen and kidnapped, you know. I mean, just basically everything goes wrong for them. Well, this is another Empire Strikes Back. The good guys, you know, good guys get wiped out, everything goes wrong, you know, the bad guys win. So, yeah, and then at the end, I guess, it's kind of a tearjerker kind of ending to where, you know, you just can't believe this, you know, this is what happens. So,
well, I could write a book, I guess. Everything I learned from Star Wars Episode 3, I learned from Star Wars The Legos Game. So, I for the first time saw a pregnant Lego. They had the Padme or whatever I guess her name is was a Lego person, and she was pregnant. I'd never seen a pregnant Lego person before, but I did see where I guess it would be Anakin, and it's soon to be Darth Vader, gets beat up by I guess it was Obi-Wan and kind of left in some fiery lava pit, and then the Emperor comes along. Is that probably pretty close to what happens in the movie, or is the game just sort of hiding things for us?
No, you're pretty close to what actually happens, because in the trailer you see the lava plant that they fight on, and apparently that's what happens to Anakin. So we shall see. You know, like I said, I know more than I'm willing to tell, but I'd rather not know, because this is going to be such a spectacular, you know, movie. I mean, all I can say is this, and this I was just told this by the garrison commander of one of the other garrisons I talked to tonight. I actually just got off the phone with. He says, because he saw it, and his advice to me was, when you go see the movie, don't get fixated on just one aspect of it. Kind of watch everything, because there's so much going on, you can't catch everything the first time you see it. You have to go back and see it like 3 or 4 times.
Very cool. I assume you already have your tickets?
What do you think?
You probably got a couple sets of tickets already, if I know you. Now, for my listener's sake, you're part of the costuming group and everything.
That's correct.
I know you have at least 2 different kinds of costumes, I know, right?
Actually, with the 501st, I have one costume. That's my Jodo Cast costume. He is a Mandalorian bounty hunter, just like Boba Fett. He wears the same armor as Boba Fett, but he has a different color scheme. And he was first introduced he was created by West End Games back in the late 80s, and the character was given more life by Dark Horse Comics, and that's kind of where I took the one good existing picture of him, and I created the whole costume from that one picture.
Because Jodocast really isn't in the movies, right?
No, he's what they call an expanded universe character. He came out of the books and the comic books and the games and stuff. So.
But you have some Han Solo gear too, right? I mean, do you have a whole costume or just some of the parts?
No, I have an entire Han Solo costume from Star Wars: A New Hope, and currently, I have in production 2 more costumes that I've been working on as side projects. One is it's a superhero costume. It's the Shadow. I'm actually getting close to completing that one. And for all you 80s fans, all you guys that grew up in the 80s, G.I. Joe and Cobra, I am currently working on a Cobra costume. It's one of their minor characters. It's a Night Viper. So anybody who has an action figure guide from late 80s and has access to one, go look up a Night Viper, and you'll know what my costume's going to look like.
Man, you never do the mainstream guys. It's always, you know, Jodocast from sub-comic number level this, and Night Viper from G.I. Joe sub this, and you know, you don't go mainstream, do you?
No. See, mainstream's no fun. Everybody does mainstream. If you can take a character, a very, very minor character, and develop it into something that's very cool, you know, that's actually awesome. I mean, you get a lot of response from all the fans on that.
Well,
and,
you don't have to give me that number.
While you got me on your program here,
huh?
I'm going to hype the one thing that your listeners really should check out, and that's www.dragoncon.com. That is the once-a-year convention in Atlanta, Georgia, that highlights costumes and characters from every aspect of science fiction, role-playing, just everything. I mean, you name it, the costumes have been there. I mean, I've seen better costumes at this convention than some of the movie studios have. It's just incredible. I mean, superhero costumes there are just phenomenal. The Star Wars costumes, fantastic. Last year, we saw a group of guys dressed up as the ogres from Lord of the Rings, and their costumes were better than the actual ones on the movie set. It's just incredible. So if you're in Atlanta in September, definitely come down to Dragon Con, because yours truly and the 501st will be there, and it's always a rocking good time. It's 4 days, beginning of September. Look it up, www.dragoncon.com. Trust me, it's just a fantastic time.
Well, and I've seen the pictures you sent out to me, and they're very cool. And that stuff is, I mean, it's very cool looking, but it is not an expensive, is it?
No, this is not a cheap hobby. This is, I really don't even want to admit to how much I've sank into just my Jodocast costume. That's kind of...
It makes my computer habit look mild.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I put the costume together over a course of 3.5 years. So
that's
that
how long
was just
it took
because
to pay the mortgage
of,
back,
you
right?
Know, well, doing research on it and getting it right, and you know, cost prohibits, you know. So I had a, you know, one piece at a time, you know.
Well, awesome. All right, Craig. Well, I'm going to continue the rest of my podcast, so I won't be able to do our informal goodbye with all the hugs and kisses we normally would do. But I appreciate you coming on the show. You probably added some entertainment, because I know the rest of the show is just going to be me talking, and you know that's boring. You've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hey, I'll talk on you later, man, and I appreciate you being on the show.
All right, Red Boy, take care.
Later, man.
Bye.
All right, and that was my buddy Craig, who is a huge Star Wars fan and definitely looking forward to the next Star Wars episode coming out. Episode 3, I think, sometime in May. I'm not that big of a Star Wars geek to keep up with those. I guess I should have asked him the date. He surely could have told me. Didn't get a chance to do it in the beginning. I am using, I think I maybe mentioned a little bit, Mixcast Live is officially running. And with it, I get to do goofy and fun things like this. Oh, great. Yeah, it works so well. See how well it works for me? Oh, I'm on the wrong software. See, technical difficulties and things here, like this. Let's try this one.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
So, I actually loaded them all on my keyboard so I can do all the airplane things whenever I want.
Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
So, that was the fun I was having, just loading up my podcast keyboard so I could do all kinds of stuff. I'm able to load music on and do everything. So, really liking the Mixcast Live. Again, I am a Windows podcaster, or trying to be a Windows podcaster anyway, because that is my laptop, so it is portable, and I can take it with me and do my podcast from anywhere. Speaking of traveling podcasts, I have started to look at the Eye River. It's very cool. Got to decide if I can drop another $90 or $100 into podcasting to pick that little gem up, but I'm sure my addiction to technology will overwhelm me eventually, and I will probably get into the Eye River. And speaking of addictions to podcasting and technology and spending money, I did get an email. get my email open again here. I finally got an email back from the IRAA. Anybody heard me talk to Mr. X probably a week or two ago now, talking about I'd sent an email to him. I hadn't heard anything, and apparently not prompt, but I did actually get some good information back from him. We have talked before about, excuse me while I try and find where it's at. We did talk about if you get the RIA licensing, do you have, you know, from maybe ASCAP or BMI, which are one couple of licensing groups, then the question is, do you still have to go to the artist and get permission? According to ASCAP, and the email they sent me, let me see if I can find exactly where, that they say is you must obtain permission from the copyright owner, from the copyright owners or their licensing representatives, such as ASCAP. So what then they say is with an ASCAP Internet License Agreement, which they say this site would fall under or a podcast would fall under, you or we would have the right to perform any and all of over 8 million titles in the ASCAP catalog. So from what I'm reading from that is once you have an ASCAP license, you have the right to play any ASCAP licensed song. The trick being there that not all songs are ASCAP songs, and not all songs are BMI songs. It looked like the ASCAP license was around 300 for a year. I came up with 288, but I think that was a prorated because the year's already started because they take it through December 31st. So probably around, I'm guessing, the $300 mark for the ASCAP license, which wouldn't give you every song. I would assume if you did ASCAP BMI, you'd get not every song, but pretty much any song you'd want to play. But even with ASCAP, you'd still get a decent amount. Again, that's another place where, am I willing to spend $300 to be able to play music? Well, not this week, but, you know, if the podcast keeps going and, you know, I have enough listeners hang around long enough, maybe I'd be willing to dump $300 into it just to drop a few songs in and have something. But I am going to try and get my buddy, and I, you know what, I didn't load the one area on. I was going to try and play a song tonight. I got my buddy who has his local band here who's going to be on maybe next week, because I think I just obviously interviewed my friend from Chicago who's a Star Wars guy, and I'm hoping to get the Broadcaster Tips for Podcasters episode on this Friday, but I called my broadcaster today, and she was having some vocal troubles, laryngitis or whatever. So I'm not sure if that's going to work out or not. I told her I'd give her a call tomorrow and see if that will. If it does work out, that podcast will hopefully be live Friday or Friday night, Saturday morning sometime. If not, it'd be sometime next week when I try and get her on. And somewhere in there we'll get my buddy with his band on, because I want to plug him and be able to start maybe using some of his music. So I guess it's a little more selfish needs that are coming out. But hey, that'd be cool. He's a good guy. I did get a chance, and we'll stick on the podcast topics a little bit here. I did listen to the Paris Hilton podcast. My personal opinion, what a piece of crap. Somebody clipped a microphone to this girl and said, here, walk around. And if scripted Paris Hilton isn't boring enough, unscripted's even worse. So I don't know. I'm pretty much tired of non-celebrities being celebrities. I mean, she does nothing. It really makes me want to not stay at a Hilton. But sometimes through business or whatever, you don't have a choice. But it's just unbelievable that you can just be famous for being a complete ignorant rich girl. So anyway, I'm not going to ponder. She doesn't deserve even my airtime. And speaking of my airtime, thank you to Last Count, my 14 listeners, which is a huge increase. Probably that's about 200% increase thanks to the airtime from Mr. X. I'm going to hopefully get on Jawbone. I'm just going to kind of pour myself out here to anybody who will let me get on their podcast to try and get a few more listeners onto the Red Boy podcast here. But yeah, we had a little spike at a spike the day that I did talk to Mr. X, and then obviously it tapered off because I'm sure I'm not entertaining to hardly anyone, let alone everyone. So, but one last thing on the podcast side, anyone who listens to the Bob and Tom radio show, so that would be United States. I don't think they go to Hawaii, so I think it's just the contiguous 48 and Alaska. They're doing a pot, and my question, and if you get a chance, email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com, or Skype me, redboy3. I'm curious, do you consider this a podcast where they do a radio show on the air, and this is done, other people do this, Leo Laporte does it out in L.A., But Leo does a radio show. Then he posts his radio show, and it's a true RSS feed, and you download it, and that's the show. Bob and Tom's is paid subscribers can have access to the site, at which point then they download proprietary software, and that software does the download. To me, it's... I don't know. What do you think? Is it a podcast? I mean, it's an MP3. They've been putting MP3s on their site forever. But the fact that you have to download a piece of software to download the music, which I'm sure they're doing it because it's a subscription-based service. I don't think podcasts are going to keep going around the world if every podcast you want to download has to have a piece of software. And the idea behind a podcast is I have one piece of software, that's my RSS aggregator, and that's going to pull everything in for me. So, I don't know. They're calling it a podcast. I think they're just trying to use some catch terms and catch phrases to try and say, hey, we're doing a podcast, and really, you know, for $6.95 a month, you can have access to the site and just download it and don't have to load their fat client and everything to do it. But whatever, you know, and I don't, you know, they haven't promoted any podcasting stuff, so I don't have a lot of love for that either, so... Just my two cents, if anybody cares. Probably going to wrap it up here pretty quick. I don't see any other Skype folks out there, but I am an early podcaster. I get out there early. I have a hard time staying up late enough to talk to Mr. X and Len, you know, around the 10:30, 11 o'clock hour. I'm sort of the, you know, it's 9:30 here in the cornfields currently, so that's pushing my own bedtime. I didn't want to do anybody who was, I know there's a couple of people anyway, that were mildly interested in the China adoption update, that we're going to China to adopt our daughter. Hopefully within the next week, God willing, and, you know, to keep my sanity, we'll be getting our referral, which for those who aren't aware, a referral means that you get their picture and you get their age and some basic information. And that pretty much means in a couple weeks from then, they tell you when you can travel, and about 4 weeks after that, you actually go to China. So 2 weeks in China will be our life here coming pretty soon. An eye-opening experience last night. I was volunteered with a group to go down to the local mission and feed a group of homeless folks. And that was, you know what, if you ever have a chance to do some philanthropy like that, it's, and I have to admit, I'm not the most philanthropic person in the world, definitely by any stretch, but it was an interesting event. It was very eye opening, and I saw a person I went to high school with, and that's very sobering too to see that. So, on that not so happy note, we'll see. I guess a couple of things I can ramble about here. See if we can push this into the full 25 minute, which would be a total record. Thanks to Craig for helping me drag out and make it mildly interesting. Let's see what. Oh, I won't even talk about that. Talk about some TV show. I've had this actually on my things I want to talk about. Anybody watch The Amazing Race? Love The Amazing Race. And actually, I was out last night, so I missed the finale of The Amazing Race. And actually, I own a anti-Rob and Amber domain. I don't have anything on it, so I'm not even going to give it out. That's pointless. I keep thinking I'm going to put something on there, but now the show's over. But I think they're going to get married on TV, so maybe I'll put it out again for that. But Rob and Amber did come in second place, which really made me happy. But I thought it was very cool to watch the elderly couple. And elderly is a relative term, I guess, depending on how old you are. They were 65, 68, somewhere in there, who made it to like the final four or five, something like that. So that was really cool to watch them go. So I really got hooked on that. I never got hooked on Survivor. Actually, I take that back. We got hooked the first year and loved it. It was awesome. That was the greatest thing in the world. And second season, we just fell off. So very strange. So, and then, of course, tonight, of course, this is breaking news, but by the time most of you listen to this, this will be old news. Anthony Fedorov getting voted off American Idol, which I watched, the first 20 minutes of that episode, and before they did the announcements, because I thought it was a one-hour show, I had to go try and hunt down a lost four-year-old's blanket and tromp across town. So I got to hear about that on the radio. So I'm going to thank TiVo, hopefully, for recording it for me. Maybe I'll get to catch it later. You know, I think that might be about all for tonight. I don't want to drag it out longer than it needs to go. I don't want to talk just for the sake of talking. I'm hoping to get a couple more interviews on. I think the interviews do help, you know, throw a little entertainment in there. You know, we had the one with the Mrs. Red Boy on the show, and we may try and get her on again. May take a little Kendall Jackson or Jose Cuervo or one of my good friends like that to help us out, but we may get her back on again. I know the weekend's pretty open, so maybe we could do a couples podcast or something. So we'll see what that brings, and hopefully we'll throw a podcast out there on Friday. But for today is Wednesday, right? Yeah, that's right. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, from the cornfields. This is the Red Boy. I'm out.